So continuing on in the vein of the idea that the middle class and the rich think exactly the opposite, I'd like to go into a few myths that the middle class has and maybe give a rich person's point of view as to why they're myths and why maybe you should make them myths. Myth number one is the importance of a safe, secure job. As I said earlier, my mom and dad really believed in job security simply because they were raised in the era of the Depression. Now, if you look around in the information age, the issue is not job security. There's plenty of jobs. If you want a job, people are begging for workers right now. We have an economic explosion going on, and we really need people with jobs. In fact, people are now going out to bid, you know, for their services. The problem with a safe, secure job, number one, is many times you're selling your time and your freedom. There are many people I talk to today, because they're being paid $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 a year, the price for that is they have to work longer hours, they can't see their children. And the number one reason my rich dad said don't get a safe, secure job is people with a job pay the highest percentage in taxes. And those are some of the myths about job security, is that it actually traps you. It actually traps you because the harder you work, the more you pay in taxes, the bigger liability you buy, so you have to work harder. And eventually, the things that really count to you in your life, your children, free time, you know, time to do other things, that's the price you pay for job security. Myth number two, my poor dad always said save money, and my rich dad said to invest money. My poor dad thought savings was smart and investing was risky. Let me explore the myth about saving money. The problem with saving money is, again, the same problem you have with having a job. You're taxed on your interest on your savings. The other thing, too, is your savings are losing value the longer it sits in the bank because it's losing money to depreciation or inflation. It's losing value. There's a popular myth amongst many writers and people who speak today. They say the way to get rich is by being frugal. And that's one way to get rich, or being cheap. You know, so there's people who are saying, save money, cut up your credit cards, invest for the long term in your 401k and all this. And that's a very middle class way of looking at it. The problem with trying to get rich by being cheap, as my rich dad would say, at the end of the day, even if you're rich, you're still cheap. And the world has always hated rich, cheap people. If you look at our literature, you know, there was Charles Dickens, the story of A Christmas Carol, I think it was, at Christmas time, of Ebenezer Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge is a classic example of a rich person who became rich by being cheap. And the world hates cheap, rich people. Yet the popular notion amongst the great middle class right now is cut up your credit cards and live below your means. I hate living below my means. I hate cutting up my credit cards. I'd rather be rich. So the problem with buying that idea that the way to get rich is by being cheap is that your face looks bad after a while, too. You ever seen somebody who's cheap? They look kind of scrunched up. You know, they're not happy. They have all this money, but they're still cheap. The third myth I want to explode or explore and give you an opposite point of view on is many people say, do what you love and the money will follow. Well, the problem with doing what you love is that you're doing it. And the trouble with doing what you love, if you're really good at it, more people want you to do it for them, so you get tired. I have seen so many people doing what they love, and all day long they keep doing more and more and doing it and doing it and doing it, and all they do is get more tired. That doesn't make sense to me. If you want to be rich, you have to learn to have other things, other people, or other vehicles do it for you. You can still do what you love, i.e. give away your real gift. For example, once I understood that what my rich dad said was true and I wrote my book, I basically put down what I did and I put it in a book. I have made more money by putting it in a book than by doing it. I used to teach and teach and teach and teach, and I loved it, but all it did was make me tired. By writing a book, I teach more people and I make more money, but I do it with less effort and less time.